You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 216-578-0850. We're talking Josh McCown. Interesting tweet from Ross Tucker, who we've had on this show many times, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. And this is his quote, since get it from a third party. Number of teams in on Josh McCown, combined with Bucks play caller now coaching running backs at Oklahoma State, says a lot about how the NFL viewed that situation, which is clearly different than how the average fan viewed that situation.
Correct. Dysfunctional.
It was a bad. Listen, he didn't have a proper play caller, and a lot of teams still think that he can play. So I'm just saying, again, that's a Ross Tucker saying that, not us. Let's go to Tom in Atlanta. Now, Tom, welcome back to CBD.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it, man.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. You guys nailed it on the head. It's not what you get with Brian Hoyer and Josh McCown. It's basically the same skill set. I mean, comparable skill set. So what you want, I mean, ultimately this organization's got to see what they have in Johnny Manziel. So you get
You're
the
invested
divisive,
in him. It's just the fact.
No, you get the divisive aspect out of it, out of the way. You put in a guy that you know is going to try to mentor him. You're going to bring in a situation where they're going to try to massage his kid's psyche once he comes back. And see what they got. If they don't, they got to move on. But, you know, you can't be short-sighted with this whole thing.
You're absolutely right. And I think my take on it is, I think Brian Hoyer re-signing with the Cleveland Browns, his objective is very black and white.
Yep.
And I think you sign a Josh McCown in a gray area situation and kind of a coverall. You've got a guy that can start. You got a guy that can back up whoever is the starter. And, oh, also, too, as I said in our opening segment, you've got a good guy and a good teammate in this locker room. You know, someone who's not going to, you know, get angry and pout in a corner or, you know, come out and call out some of his teammates for running the wrong routes or, you know, being lackadaisical and so on and so forth. He just doesn't do that, you know. So Brian Hoyer's role would have been very black and white for this organization. They would have went all in for him to be the guy. And then what about next year if he's not? For all those folks who are calling for Cardell Jones, you know, you don't have an opportunity for Cardell Jones next year if you pay Brian Hoyer this year to be your future in Cleveland.
You don't need to. It's, in my opinion, that's just, it. Again, it's about building for the future, and that's what the Browns are attempting to do. Let's go now to Jim in Brunswick. Jim, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Matt?
Good, man.
I don't really have an issue with it because, I mean, let's face it. Now, Matt, as you know, and if I was a player, I'd be saying, we're in it. We're going to try to win. We're going to win every game that we go into, and we're going to make the playoffs. That's the way a player should think.
Absolutely.
But if you think about this as a fan realistically, let's face it. You have Brady, Manning, Luck, and a couple teams that are going to be there next year too, right? I mean, they just are. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be a contention for the Super Bowl. Then you have a next-level team of the Andy Daltons and, you know what I mean, teams that are going to make the playoffs probably
right.
not get
Top
there.
Half of the league,
so,
but right.
So, yep. Yeah, so every other team is in the other category where they don't have a great one thing, defense, whatever, and they don't have a great quarterback. So what do? Well, this is what they do. They try to find who they have, and then if it doesn't work out, they go in the draft and try to find a quarterback. That's all you can do in the league, you know. The Titans, the Jaguars, that's all they're all doing. It's muddling in there. And, you know, maybe a team gets lucky like a KC a couple years ago and, you know, has a good year, goes 13-3, gets to the playoffs. Yes, that can happen. But do they get all the way? Not
right.
usually.
And if anything else, to be perfectly honest about it, Alex Smith is actually detrimental to your long-term development anyway.
He absolutely is. But what's very frustrating is, as a Browns fan, you know, or someone in the dog pound, it's you've been sold this so many times that, you know, we're 2 years away, we're 3 years away, we're going to go get our guy. We think we get the guy, and he's not the guy. And that process continues to start over and over again. And I don't think it's the Browns fans aren't necessarily so disgusted with the fact that it's not Brian Hoyer or that it is Josh McCown. It's just that carousel at quarterback is so frustrating because – And again, I go back to it time and time again, whether it be the draft or free agency, it seems like things work out for other organizations, and we consistently struggle to find it. And if we do find it, we know winning is around the corner, and that's what we've been sold for a long time. And it's just very difficult to wrap your head around.
It is very difficult to wrap your head around. Not only that, when you look at last year's draft, Teddy Bridgewater was taken after Johnny Manziel. Minnesota feels like they have their franchise quarterback. Derek Carr was taken after Johnny Manziel. Oakland feels that they have their franchise quarterback. Bortles was the first one off the board. Now, I think you could make certain serious cases that Blake Bortles showed a lot of the warts that I was concerned about. I don't know if he is ultimately going to be their guy. But at least they're going into camp this year.
Yes.
In Jacksonville, Blake Bortles is taking every first-team rep, and he's the starting quarterback. In Oakland, Derek Carr is taking every first-team rep and the starter. And in Minnesota, the great Theodore is the man. So it's just – that's why I think there's the frustration. Again, Josh McCown, Brian Hoyer, Mark Sanchez, these names are all at this point – Alex Smith, these are all interchangeable. Maybe some might be a little bit better short-term, but unless you get the long-term solution, you don't have a
solution. You're throwing stuff at the wall, and you're seeing what sticks at this point, which is frustrating for a fan.
Jim in Madison.
Doing? I tell you what, if you got McCollum to be the guy that's going to tutor somebody, that's one thing. But you had a good quarterback in Hoyer, and I'm going to tell you what, the first five games they played, they could have won those games if they had any kind of defense. And they had, after they won some and he got ahead and he was winning, we went in there and all of a sudden the other team started getting smart and they started jamming our receivers, the Smurfs that we had. We didn't even have good receivers. And after Austin got hurt, that was it. Hoyer had nobody. Then they get the loser comes in, and he goes out there. He's not even in shape. He's not ready to catch the ball. He gives up on the routes. And all this comes down on Hoyer, which is total baloney. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I hear the frustration. I hear the love. Again, I think that you'll get a much better indication of how the NFL views Brian Hoyer when he's a free agent. It is a complete open market, and we'll see what kind of a deal Brian Hoyer gets out there.
31 other places
that will have every opportunity to sign him. John on a cell phone. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hey, it's so frustrating. I'm so sick and tired of waiting. I know you say, you know, we're looking for the future and not the immediate. It's like we've been doing that since 1999.
Correct.
You know,
totally.
It was coming off of, you know, a coach that used to be ours just win the previous Super Bowl.
Of course.
Just got in the Super Bowl. But it's just so typical Cleveland Browns that we're always looking to the next best thing. And, yeah, I'm a Brian Hoyer supporter. He won. Period. The only winning quarterback since 1999. We're sitting in first place, and what do? Our front office gets involved. We start messing around, trying to change the rotation. We screw it up, and we go downhill from there. I'm just so sick and tired. You know, how many more poop sandwiches can a fan base take?
Turds are being polished. Sandwiches are being filled with excrement. That's what's going on, apparently, in Cleveland. I'll say this. Mike Pettine didn't play Johnny Manziel because Ray Farmer told him to. That never, ever, ever, ever happened. Never happened. Mike Pettine at that point, Brian Hoyer had struggled mightily against Houston. He struggled mightily against Oakland. He struggled against Tampa Bay. He struggled against Atlanta, struggled against Buffalo, and then the Indianapolis game was a backbreaker. Those Buffalo-Indianapolis back-to-back games were backbreakers for him, and that's what happened. He went through a three-game stretch with no touchdowns and seven interceptions. And you can say that that's on Josh Gordon, and maybe three of them were, but that's still four interceptions and no touchdowns. That never happened. Now, it may come out in this text that there were preferences in the front office. Perhaps. I have no idea what's going to happen there. The point is, Brian Hoyer wasn't the solution. And if you really are thinking about it strategically, anybody that's not the solution, that is not willing to help you find the solution, is ultimately an impediment long-term. And I know, I know nobody here wants long-term. And I get it. Nobody wants the Browns to win more than me. You know how much more fun this show would be to do for 10 hours a week, 52 weeks a year if the Browns were awesome? It would be great.
Stealing.
It would be phenomenal. I want that as much as any of you out there want that. And Johnny Manziel, and it'll be proven for right or wrong, is the one the Browns are invested in. So his development and getting to be that guy or finding out is the number one priority. That's what it's all about. Greg in San Francisco, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Greetings from the West Coast.
Thank you.
What I'd like to say is I think the quarterback we need is sitting in Philadelphia right now. So it's Nick Foles. They have an opportunity, I think, a unique opportunity to go get this guy with what we've got to trade. And I don't know. I'd find that pretty exciting.
I would too, and I think that's a great point. And that's to go back. You've said Nick Foles, you know, for weeks now since we've opened up our conversation about the draft and the quarterback position. Trading for him, okay. But again, as I said, part of the solution, just as Josh McCown is a part, someone else can be a part of it, and that part may be Nick Foles. It may be someone else. It may be, as you said, Brent Hundley or Petty or somebody else via the draft. But they're, I don't believe that the Cleveland Browns are done because Josh McCown, in everyone's eyes, is a good fit, but not the end-all, as we've said all show long.
That's what you got to do. You're moving towards the ultimate goal. We'll continue to talk about this when we come back. 216-578-0850. We'll hear from Josh McCown as well. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm on a new Quarterback Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A McCown Monday.